Welcome to The Nest, a mini episode of Best to the Nest, where we share things that are making our homes more happy, wonderful, delicious, delightful, all the good things. I'm Elizabeth Reese, here with my dear friend,
Marjorie Panek.
That's you, Marjorie. That's your cue. Yes, yes. All right, ladies. So this week, we were talking a lot about kitchens and renovating kitchens, which is something that I am just at the beginning process of, and sort of how kitchens are the gathering place and the place where a lot of our connections within our families are made. So we thought that we would just discuss some of our favorite kitchen essentials, things we can't live without within our kitchen. And I said to Marjorie, do you have one? Can you come up with something?
And the only thing, like if you ask me, the only thing that comes up is coffee.
What's your coffee setup? What are you using to make coffee? Because, you know, Marjorie, I used to manage your coffee intake when we did a radio show together. And I would be like, okay, so this is your last cup of the morning.
She would limit me. He would stop me.
I would keep you under control.
Well, you will love this because, and coffee is my kitchen essential. I must have that when I watch other people cook. The essential. But I have many coffee setups. This will not surprise you. So in Manhattan, which is primarily my husband's kitchen because he's here full time.
Yeah.
He's got a Keurig.
Good.
Which is fine.
That's nice for a solo too. Like if you're on your own and you just want to make a cup.
And that's totally fine. I like a French press. So I do have a French press.
I'm with you.
So that's good. So I've got those two things covered here in Kansas.
French press makes superior coffee.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. And then in Phoenix, I have a pretty average coffee maker at home.
Okay.
Kind of average because usually I don't drink much at home because I'm out to work so early.
Mm-hmm.
Then in my office, I have an espresso.
Oh, people are loving the Nespresso.
Yeah, I do. I have to say I love it. And people in my office are loving it because I have a little wood container that holds my Nespresso pod.
They have the fanciest storage containers.
Yeah, so I have a beautiful storage container, which is always open to anybody who wants it. So I am always glad when somebody comes to my office and they want a cup of coffee.
You are a generous colleague.
I have a coffee station in my office.
Gosh, Marjorie, that's really wonderful. You make your office your nest. I love that.
I absolutely do. I have a really sweet table, which I bought and put in there. I have my Nespresso. I have the Nespresso pod holder. And then underneath that, I have my microwave and my refrigerator and a basket of treats for anybody who comes in.
Okay. See, you're the best. I love
and
that.
I'll say, here's the big thing about Nespresso. Is you can get the Nespresso knockoff because Nespresso is very expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm not as generous as you think. They have them at Trader Joe's.
Oh, good.
So for like $3, you can get 10 pods as opposed to what it costs.
Okay, that's fabulous.
But I actually do have other essentials, but that's my essential, which I'm really cheating because that's not really a kitchen essential. That's just a Marjorie essential.
But what are yours? It's totally a kitchen essential. Okay, well, I would say that my biggest essential is I really feel like if you're going to embark on cooking and you want to cook, you need to have good quality tools. Because mm-hmm. I think if we are cooking with crappy stuff, you are so much more likely to have an error or something that doesn't turn out well. And then it's a confidence killer in the kitchen. And then you don't want to do it again. So I thought that I would share with you my two essentials for people who maybe are like just starting to want to have a passion in the kitchen. So when I was first starting to cook, I started like my last couple years in college really getting into it when I had a kitchen. And then my first job in Duluth, I was gifted a copy of the new Moosewood cookbook. I was vegetarian at the time, so I was vegetarian for 4 years. So this is a vegetarian cookbook. That being said, don't let that like alarm you because you can add meat to things or whatever. But the new Moosewood cookbook it's handwritten out by Molly Katzen.
Aww.
So Marjorie, you would love it. I'm going to send you this cookbook.
Aww.
I'm going to send you this book because I really think that you would find it so endearing because it has all sorts of cute little hand-drawn illustrations of like vegetables and ingredients and things like that.
But I love that.
It was really great. But in particular, the soup section was what really inspired me to start cooking. So soup was the first thing that I started to really master. And it was because of this cookbook. And what was so beautiful about the cookbook, and it's a classic. It's been out since the 70s, but I love to read it still. I cook out of it still. It's just my favorite thing. Molly Katzen does such a great job of giving you like the base recipe, but then she has all sorts of optional ingredients. So it's like, add this optional. And so what it did was it gave me the confidence to start following the recipe, having success with it, and then feeling like, wait, this is optional. I could add this. I could add that. And then as you get more confident in adding things or taking things away, that is where you can become a really great cook. And then the second piece of that is a really great Dutch oven that you can use as a soup pot, or you can use to braise big cuts of meat, or I use it to make marinara. And I have a Le Creuset oval, gosh, I want to say it's 6 quart, maybe 8 quart, and I got a killer deal on it. I found it in this backyard garage sale that this local cooking store has. Yeah, it's Cooks of Crocus Hill does like a, they do a backyard sale every year, and I happened to be broadcasting a radio show live there one year and found it hidden, and they're a few hundred dollars, and I got it for $60. It was unbelievable, but it's been just my total workhorse because it's really heavy, and it's, you know, it's enamel cast iron, so it's really heavy, so it distributes heat beautifully. It looks gorgeous. You can always just put it on the table. It looks better with age, and it's just one of those things that I just pull it out and I feel like Julia Child, and it just makes me really happy. So the Moosewood Cookbook and then a really great Dutch oven, I think, is just such a good place to start and in making your kitchen happy and wonderful and successful.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that that's one of the things, again, for all the, I think you said it perfectly, for people who are just beginning to think this is a passion, do ask for that for a gift. If it's, you know, if it's out of your price range, or if you're putting together your wish list, if you're getting married, have people chip in and go together, because I think you're exactly right about it. It's the tools.
Yeah,
it's the tools that make it enjoyable. Yeah, that's wonderful.
And then that makes your kitchen the heart of the nest. We love it. Thanks so much, Marjorie.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.